This is Ozarks at Large. Six Harrison Middle School girls are investigating an abandoned cemetery high above Crooked Creek. And for now, the year-long East Project, an amalgam of history, culture, and science, is raising a lot more questions than answers. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us into Mr. John Henderson's classroom.
My name is Thea Norcross, and my first reaction was I thought it was kind of creepy.
That was the consensus among six members of Mr. John Henderson's sixth grade East class after he suggested they research a barren cemetery established in 1870 by Harrison founder Henry W. Fick, a native New Yorker, lawyer, and captain in the Union Army. Captain Fick had moved to the Ozarks with his wife Martha after the Civil War. He was a Reconstructionist. Purchased a large parcel of property in the heart of what would become the city of Harrison. An 1870 census record counts 27 in his household, including seven African-American men, women, and children. But no sextant records for his cemetery exist.
My name is Ella Brandt. Recently, we went to the library, and we were reading old documents, books, and stuff about Fick Cemetery, and then we've just done internet research.
I'm Ella Kate Reynolds, and we've discovered another name for Fick Cemetery, and we've discovered that it's mostly an African-American cemetery.
Possibly, their teacher says. Again, the historic record is scant.
My name is Thea Norcross, and we were trying to find who was actually buried there, trying to find documents in the federal court building, and it turns out that all the documents were burned in a fire that was caused by fireworks on the 4th of July.
That was around 1908.
My name is Lindsay Ward, and we went on Ancestry.com to try and find any kind of relation between, like, people we have, African Americans that lived in Harrison back at the time.
My name is Ella Kate Reynolds, and it's different because it was abandoned a long time ago and destroyed.
All the markers and stones on Fick Cemetery have been removed.
My name's Isabel McNutt, and I think it would be kind of like devastating to not know where someone that you have lost buried.
My name is Lindsay Ward, and we have contacted a lady from the university about an underground penetrating radar to try and find where the bodies are laid.
Robin Lane, a GIS education specialist at the University of Arkansas Center for Advanced Spatial Technologies, or CAST, has agreed to assist the girls. The CAST team donates a portion of research time as public service, and the girls agree they will be mindful while investigating the cemetery.
My name is Cameron Bourne, and I think I would feel, it would be a serious kind of thing and sort of sad.
Fick Cemetery today is located at the intersection of Prospect and Liberty Streets, high along a breezy ridge in a spacious, quiet neighborhood. The cemetery looks more like a park, a large expanse of grass with huge shade trees. John Henderson discovered Fick while geocaching, and it caused him to start digging.
I started at the Boone County Heritage Museum, and I went there and talked to Tonette Madison, who is in charge of the museum, and she told me that several people have tried to investigate Fick Cemetery. Nobody's ever found anything, and that just intrigued me more.
After a student signed on, they decided to search the newspaper morgue, old news file records. Finding no mention of Fick, they pressed further.
And then I started hearing stories from people who lived in the area, and some people who had grown up in this area remembered at one time seeing gravestones here.
They learned that Captain Fick consecrated the parcel in 1874.
As a cemetery. The story is originally it was a cemetery for former slaves.
Possibly Captain Fick nor his family are buried here. His remains lie over on Rose Hill Cemetery across the valley and up the hill. It's fenced and well tended with lots of gravestones. When Captain Fick first arrived in Boone County, at least 50 African Americans lived here. 30 years later, 115 blacks settled in Harrison, building their own school and church. Large extended families by the name of Armstrong, Fancher, Jolin, Stinnett, Horton, and Warren, to name just a few. But by 1910, they'd vanished, A violent mob had attacked and purged Harrison of its black population. That history laid buried for nearly a century until it was unearthed and exposed. We walk across any number of graves to a gnarled old tree where a few remnant markers have been piled up.
Okay, over at this tree, if you look, there appears to be a lot of cut stones, and one manufactured headstone is still leaning against that tree. I believe it was made of concrete, and it's broken off right where there was some writing, so you can't really identify. There's no names or anything there. But it does show that at one time there were several markers out here, and for some reason they all got stacked over here by this tree.
Just then, Billy Hacker comes out of our house and approaches us. She's the one responsible for saving the stones. She treasures this place.
It's my yard. It's special because no one wanted it. No one wanted to take care of these people. No one knows who these people are.
So why were all the headstones removed, and what happened to them all? John Henderson.
According to the Mormon Church genealogy department, a lot of these stones were removed and used in the construction of a chimney of a house nearby here.
Henderson has searched the neighborhood looking at chimneys and the sides of buildings to no avail. And he's consulted with members of Harrison's 20th Century Club. They tend to all the town cemeteries for more than a century, including this one in recent years. In fact, they're responsible for constructing a sign identifying the site. It reads, Fixed Cemetery, established circa 1870, first cemetery in Harrison, Boone County, Arkansas. The city of Harrison, however, has never taken an interest in this historic place, except for years ago, constructing a paved public street clear through it over any number of grave sites. Kingston author Abby Burnett has visited thousands of cemeteries, large and small, urban and remote, for a book about to be published on burial customs of the Arkansas Ozarks, including African Americans. So how unusual is it for a burial site like this to be so desecrated?
I would say not that unusual. Anytime you have a marginalized population, especially one where there are no relatives that stay in the area, so you have people maintaining the grounds, continuing to bury, decorating on Decoration Day. When all of that disappears, the stones tend to disappear too. A good example of that would be the poor farm cemeteries where the indigent were buried, not just pauper fields, but poor farms that had cemeteries for the people society couldn't care for. Blacks were put there too. So blacks and whites lived side by side. They were buried side by side. Those stones have disappeared too.
Carolyn Klein is a sixth-generation Ozarks native, but not a native of Harrison. She lives here now. She's a genealogist as well as co-coordinator of Harrison's Community Task Force on Race Relations.
Having individuals work on projects that cause them to not only look at their history, but rethink what they think has always been true is just an amazing gift. It's the basis of education. And so for that to happen in a real world sense is absolutely terrific. And I commend John for being involved in this. It is terrific.
Carolyn Klein has agreed to help Mr. Henderson in his class, who in the coming months will explore surrounding museums and history collections for more evidence, as well as search for descendants of Harrison's historic African-American community. The class will also meet with University of Arkansas cast experts at Fixed Cemetery to digitally scan this topography, creating a high-resolution 3D subsurface survey of the grounds. The Rotary Club has agreed to fund new markers for any located graves, and a memorial will be constructed. John Henderson.
I'm hoping that maybe there will be some headstones that might be under the ground a few inches. And if that's the case, we might actually get some names of people who were buried here.
My name is Ella Brandt, and I think that we'll probably get finished, or at least doing ground-penetrating radar, about in spring.
And back at Harrison Middle School, the girls have already begun to document their historic Fick Cemetery expedition.
I'm Ella Kate Reynolds, and we're going to try and document it, videoing it. And So, like, it can show the entire process all the way through what we've done and how it's going to end up.
We'll return to Harrison in the spring to learn what John Henderson and his 6th grade East class have virtually unearthed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To follow the progress of Mr. Henderson's class, you can visit East Classroom at Harrison Middle School on Facebook.